of a building in Antakya, Turkey, a week after two powerful earthquakes struck. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma has the story.
The woman, Nade Ume, had spent 174 hours beneath the rubble in the devastated town. She was rescued by a mixed crew that included members of Turkey's coal mine rescue team and teams from the Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality. Reports of rescues are coming less often as the time since the quake reaches the limits of the human body's ability to survive without water, especially in sub-freezing temperatures. The quakes have killed at least 33,000 people in Turkey and Syria, with the toll expected to rise considerably as search teams find more bodies in towns and cities inhabited by millions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States military reported Sunday that 12 al-Shabaab militants were killed in an airstrike in central Somalia. The military said the strike occurred February 10th at the request of the federal government of Somalia. The strike occurred in a remote area, approximately 472 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. Russian forces over the weekend continued to shell Ukrainian cities amid a grinding push to seize more land in the east of the country. One person was killed and one wounded on Sunday morning in Nikopol. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, one person was wounded after three Russian missiles hit infrastructure facilities overnight. The Russian military said they hit armored vehicle assembly workshops. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. The United States has now shot down four aerial objects in the sky over the last 8 days. The latest was Sunday in Michigan. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On orders from President Biden, a fighter jet shot down an unknown object over Lake Huron. General Glenn Van Herk is head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command.
If it is a threat, I'll shoot it down.
This follows the shooting down of a big balloon from China off the South Carolina coast. Objects were also shot down over Canada and Alaska. Why all this activity? Melissa Dalton is Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense.
We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in the objects detected.
China now says more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A recent survey finds anti-Semitism worries are rising among many U.S. Jews. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
More than 4 in 10 Jews in the United States feel their status in America is less secure than it was a year earlier. That's according to a new survey by the American Jewish Committee. The prominent Jewish advocacy organization conducted the survey last fall toward the close of a year of high-profile incidents of anti-Semitism. Those included a hostage-taking at a Texas synagogue and anti-Jewish statements shared by celebrities on social media. A quarter of the survey respondents said they were directly targeted by anti-Semitic expressions. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Philippines has accused a Chinese Coast Guard ship of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Tommy McNeil has the story.
According to the Philippines, the Chinese ship maneuvered dangerously close to block the Philippine patrol vessel from approaching one of the disputed islands last week. The Philippines has filed nearly 200 diplomatic protests against what it calls China's aggressive actions last year alone. China claims the South China Sea virtually in its entirety, putting it on a collision course with other claimants. Philippine official says it's the first time China has used lasers on Filipino personnel. China responded by accusing the Philippines of trespassing in its territorial waters. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In Uganda, the government authorities believe there is no need for outside monitoring of human rights compliance and have made the decision not to renew the mandate of the United Nations Human Rights Office in Kampala. The move causes major concern among opposition leaders and human rights defenders. For more on these and other top stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.
I'm losing my self-control.